President Wagner and Dean Padlet, for having me here today. Trustees, faculties, families, friends, and graduates. It is an honor to stand before you here and receive this honorary Doctor of Laws degree. Finally, the Kennedys would think that I am successful. And finally, Maria can take me home and meet her family. Finally. Es ist ein ganz großes Vergnügen, bei euch hier in der Emory Universität zu sein. Und ich möchte mich recht herzlichst für Ihre Einladung bedanken. Ihr seid 4,000 Studenten. No, I'm just joking. I'm not gonna do that.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Yeah.
You people got no respect for the brain dead?
If I didn't have kids, Beth, I'd kiss you.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Shake it back!
Woo! Well, hello there. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, June 30th, 2/10. My name is Tim, and I have searched the worldwide interweb looking for the funny just for you. Let's get right to it, shall we? Found this one on the E! Channel. This is The Soup with Joel McHale. Check this out. Pretty damn funny. Oh yeah, I believe that the content of this clip that Joel McHale is referring to is from two segments of interviews with Regis Philbin on The Regis and Kelly Show.
Miley Cyrus showed up on Regis and Kelly to remind us that at least when she talks, she's still a teenager. We call this clip Like Versus You Know.
So is this phase of your life and your career over?
I work with really, you know, good people. Every day I'm like counting down. You know, I'm able to collaborate with, doing it like independently. You know, I was talking about this the other day. You know, it's cool when you can have someone that's like so chill. On the last day, I was like, you know, look up to it still, you know, she kind of does like the guilt trip, you know, they want to be a musician, you know, with me, but sure. Also such like, for us, it's like, there's so many that I have that I'm like, yeah, I think it was like, that's kind of like, you know, it's not like 2 days ago, you know, enough time, you know, good for my, you know, still keep my fans. I'm learning about South Africa and I was just like.
Miley Cyrus, Hanny Man Tanny, pretty much a waste of skin. I love presidential bloopers. Do you love presidential bloopers? Let's hear a new presidential blooper from our own Barack Obama.
During his visit to Silicon Valley this week, he visited the headquarters of Twitter's, where he opened his own account.
Yeah, no big deal. So he said headquarter of Twitter's when he meant to say the headquarters of Twitter. But the only reason I brought this up is because it gives me the opportunity to play this clip, which it kind of reminds me of, from the king of all presidential bloopers, that would be Mr. George W. Bush.
I hear there's rumors on the internets that we're going to have a draft. We're not going to have a draft.
Bush. Speaking of Bush, see if you can tell who this rambling idiot is.
And a good morning to you again.
Good morning, guys. From the first place in the United States to say good morning. Daybreak begins here. Which is fortunate because there's so much to do and see here in Acadia. I've had an incredible week visiting 3 spectacular national parks.
3.
But there are 58 national parks in the United States.
National.
So if you're looking for something fun to do this summer, there are 58 ways to explore our beautiful country. Meredith?
Yeah, you remind us exactly how beautiful this country is.
Yep, that's right. Jenna Bush Hager. Apple don't fall too far from the tree, does it? Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
It's the Onion Radio News. Miss Nude America loses her title after appearing clothed in Woman's Day. This is Doyle Redlin reporting. Tawny Bridges, Miss Nude America 2003, was forced to relinquish her crown amid scandal today when it was discovered that she had appeared entirely clothed in a 1999 issue of Woman's Day magazine. Pageant Chairman Peter Taub.
We are a non-profit pageant that provides scholarship to promising young nude women and cannot condone her decision to pose clad.
Several hundred reporters are now competing for front row seats at the Ocala, Florida Holiday Inn Conference Center, where Bridges is expected to respond to the revocation. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Well, that's all the time we have left. Be sure and check back in tomorrow for more of the same. Bubba.
Shut up!
Yes.